This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Cluster B personality disorders are characterized by dramatic, overly emotional, and unpredictable thoughts and behavior. From Ars Longa Media, this is Cluster B, scientifically informed, expert insights into the four Cluster B personality types, antisocial, borderline, narcissistic, and histrionic personality disorder. Here's today's host, Dr. Todd Grande.
Hello, this is Dr. Grande. Today's question is, does television watching cause antisocial personality disorder? So this is an interesting question submitted by a subscriber. And to answer this question, I'm going to use an article that was published in 2013, written by Robertson and colleagues. And this particular study had a large sample size from New Zealand, almost 1,000 participants. And it was a longitudinal study. It took place over 26 years. So the findings of this research study indicated that increased television watching in childhood and adolescence was associated with an increased likelihood of having antisocial behaviors and personality traits in adulthood. So we could think of these antisocial behaviors and personality traits as antisocial outcomes. And in this study, they were measured through criminal convictions, a diagnosis of antisocial personality disorder, and personality traits associated with antisocial behavior. This study also found that increased television watching was associated with a decrease in positive emotionality. So a few different negative consequences were linked here with television watching. The effect of television watching stayed in place even after the researchers accounted for other variables that may explain the antisocial behavior. For example, IQ, socioeconomic status, early antisocial behavior, and a construct called parental control. So we have a large sample size over a long period of time and fairly solid methodology that controlled for a lot of other variables and yet still found this link between television watching and antisocial behavior. So the question becomes, what's happening here? Why was this association, why was this link identified? Well, there are a number of possible explanations. It's important to keep in mind at the onset, though, that the content of the television programs was not observed as part of the study. So it's assumed that violent content in the television programming caused this association to occur. But that may not necessarily be true, because again, they don't know what the content was. So some of the possible explanations for these findings include observational learning. So the children and adolescents watched television and they learned from that, and that influenced their personality and their behavior. Emotional desensitization. So under this theory, the television programming desensitized the children and adolescents, and it created a difficulty with emotional processing. Another theory is that the aggressive behavior simply became normalized for the participants. They watched so much television, they saw so much aggressive behavior, that their belief system formed to believe that aggressive behavior was normal. So these three possible explanations all presume that there's violent content in television programming. As I mentioned, the researchers aren't sure about the level of violent content in the programming. So they offered other possible explanations that could be reasonable as well, like that television watching is associated with other factors that could lead to antisocial behavior, like low educational achievement and an increased risk for unemployment. And still another theory is because this is just a correlation, just an association between two variables, it could be that antisocial behavior or a predisposition for antisocial behavior or a predisposition for antisocial personality traits causes increased television watching. This is about correlation, after all, the study, and not about causation. The causation is inferred, but we don't know for sure. So what can we take away from a study like this? What does this tell us about the etiology of antisocial personality disorder, and how does this inform clinical practice? Well, the research methodology here, as I mentioned, was fairly solid. So I think it's reasonable to be concerned about this link between increased levels of television watching and an increased likelihood of demonstrating antisocial behavior or having antisocial personality traits. The study discusses a recommendation that children shouldn't watch more than 1 to 2 hours of television programming a day, and really indicates that anything more than that could be problematic. One particularly concerning finding related to this in the study is that each additional hour of television viewing that you add per day increases the risk of a criminal conviction by 30%. So when considering the value of television watching, it makes sense to weigh the possible consequences as well.
For more content like this, check out Healthy Toxic, another podcast from Ars Longa Media, all about what makes or breaks relationships, including issues related to narcissism, narcissistic abuse, and how personality disorders affect relationships. Ars Longa, Vita Brevets. Learn more at arslonga.media.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.